Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
All right, let's do this.
Unfortunately, Joe has passed away.
Yeah, it was really sad to see him go, but I think we'll be okay without him.
It is just yours truly, Ohan and Lars.
We're out here at Joe's grave, and I had Ohan put on Joe's glasses just so he kind of looks like him, hopefully.
He's in mourning.
But it's not the same.
Yeah, it's upgraded.
Also, since we're going to record the wake, we might as well just make a podcast episode out of it. Just like, here, just go with it, okay?
I'm not used to this. Welcome to the first podcast.
Ohan had a bunch of things he wanted to talk about, so he decided to message me in the middle of the night last night. He's like, Lars, we have to record!
I wanted to record, like, at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I have to go to work in the morning. He's like, no! GDC is coming! And I was like, let's put this off until the next day. And he was like, okay. But, yeah. Apparently he wants to talk about GDC.
Well, GDC, WonderCon, Star Wars, all that good stuff happening this month and what happened last month.
Oh, here's Joe, by the way.
Joe!
Are you guys actually recording an episode?
I thought you died.
Is Ohan taking over the responsibilities?
Yeah, Ohan's going to be the new co-host, a.k.a. Kohan.
Johan.
Ooh, saucy.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Disappointing?
Yeah, I wanted to do it, but that's all right.
Well, the scheme, Joe, is that we were trying to record like a secret episode that would just pop out of nowhere.
I'm going to put you in AFK, Joe. Just pretend like you didn't hear that. Okay. So, Ohan, GDC.
Okay. Have you kept up with it at all?
Not at all.
So, Google has their own video game streaming service now that's going to be releasing later on.
Yeah.
Because, did you hear about that? Google Stadia?
Yes, I did hear about that. Yes. And I feel like mixed feelings are probably in order.
The future of gaming now isn't hardware. It's software. So.
Yeah, but do you think Google's going to do anything about that? Like, it seems...
Xbox is on that bandwagon with xCloud.
I guess.
And I think PlayStation has PlayStation Now. So, I think it's already happened / happening. It's just Google is just trying to, you know, compete.
But... I don't feel like it's matured enough to the point where I would really want to pick up that system.
Well, it depends. If you have a crappy, like, laptop that can't game, and you want to experience, like, high-end gaming, you can pay your monthly subscription fee and, you know, high-end game, right? But if we have, like, if we already have high-end PCs at home, we don't have to pay for any subscription to run games off of their servers, right? So we don't necessarily have to stream games or conform to it, you know?
Yeah, but it's one of those situations where it's like it kind of depends on your internet connection and the list of games in question. And, you know, one of the benefits that the developers like, yeah, Microsoft and Sony and such have is that they have those beefy lineups already. They can just stream their old Xbox One or, you know, PlayStation 2 games on there, and that's fine. But, I mean, Google doesn't have an established establishment as a developer, so... Why would I want to buy into that?
Google has an established like network already. I mean, Google Fiber, which is a gigabit internet service that they've been expanding on. I mean, they already have Android, you know. They have, or even Google Search Engine. I mean, Google's a pretty big. Like, it's one of the biggest companies in the world. Like, they already have like an infrastructure that they haven't been utilizing.
But they don't have, like, the companies and stuff behind it.
They're not trying to be of a game development company. They're just trying to be a platform to play games on. So, like, games that already exist, and third-party developers will obviously license out their games to be capable of, like... Like, one of their ideas was, like, okay, you're watching a Twitch streamer play... This was their example, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
So what you can do is, when you're watching that person stream on YouTube, is you can click the game and hit play now, and you'll, like, I think it takes, like, 5 seconds, and you'll be able to start playing the game right away once you click it, as the YouTube streamer is streaming that game, you know?
Isn't that kind of assuming, again, that all these developers are just going to jump on board? I feel like this is kind of a problem with every new console that's trying to break in, is it just doesn't work. What's going to separate this from the others?
No, that's the thing. Basically what Epic is doing. So everyone's mad at Epic Games right now.
Yeah.
Because there was this game called Satisfactory that was supposed to release on Steam, but then they had a license agreement with Epic to make it a launch exclusive.
Yep.
So I think the first 6 months it's on Epic Client. Now, funny thing is, Borderlands 3 was a huge announcement. Everyone's excited. Yeah. But now it's like, oh... For the first 6 months, it's going to be on the Epic Games client, then release on Steam, right? So Google has the funds to have launch exclusives, or just exclusives in general, you know? Mm-hmm. So you know how we have console wars now? Like, you know, like we've had console wars where everyone's like Xbox versus PlayStation versus Nintendo, I guess. Yeah. Now it's kind of like, okay, we got Steam, we got Uplay, we got Origin, we got Epic, we got... Bethesda's launcher now, and it's just all these different platforms that we have to, like, conform to, because those first party developers are only going to launch those games on their platforms. And now it's kind of like a console war in a sense, because we're on different platforms rather than, you know, everyone just being on Steam. So
where do you land on that, by the way? Because I kind of feel like I just don't care. Like, if I can download a launcher and just, like, set it and forget it, and like, oh, Borderlands 3, oh, I gotta, you know, run it on that. I can make a Steam shortcut or something. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
So I have all the launchers too, but the only issue I will have is if Borderlands comes out on Epic, you buy it for Epic. Now, if it comes out on Steam, I better be able to play with my Steam friends, you know? I don't want to have to, like, buy the game again on Steam. Like, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to play with your friends on different launchers, you know?
That's a good point. And I kind of feel like... Who's developing Borderlands 3 again? I forget.
2K.
Does 2K have a good track record with that kind of stuff? Like, yeah, a lot of companies, I feel like they don't.
Also, well, the game is also... They could have... So, the thing is, Unreal Engine is developed by a lot of... Like, Epic Games owns Unreal Engine, right? They develop it. They license it to other companies, right? So they could have done some sort of licensing deal with the Unreal Engine, saying, hey, you can use this engine for, we can license it to you for a lot cheaper if you launch it on our platform first, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially because Fortnite gave them so much money that they've kind of expanded into becoming a small empire, you know? So they're trying to compete with Steam now rather than just having Fortnite and only Fortnite, you know?
Why do they want to do, like, I guess the, you know, the motivation's profit, but...
Games die out eventually, right? So you gotta have other games to keep people busy on your platform. So, like, Fortnite is, you know, raining down upon everyone right now, but, like, eventually it's gonna die off, and they still want...
Don't say that, Ohan! It's gonna live forever!
They lost half of their population
from Apex, dude. La 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 la, I can't hear that. Just, no, let's move on.
You play Fortnite? You degenerate?
I actually have, several times. It's a good game. I don't dislike it.
Yeah, it's fun. I play it.
Yeah, we see you playing. It always says Ohan Gazarian's playing Fortnite. And sometimes it's at like 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, and I'm like, oh, dude, are you okay?
Yeah.
People clown on it a lot. I do like the game. It's just not really a priority for me, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. One of the other cool features at GDC was... improving workflow when it comes to game development.
Okay.
Because, you know, it takes a long time to animate, program, render, so on and so forth to make a video game, right? But they showed off this weird streaming where you combine, like, they combined Unreal Engine, Maya, and, like, Photoshop, or whatever that other program was. Like, they were basically, somebody was like creating an environment and creating hangars, you know, like an airport basically, right, with Unreal Engine. Somebody created the 3D model, which is the plane on Maya, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was painting the plane on a different piece of software, but they were all able to like render it and like place it in the environment all in real time with no like uploading, no dragging and dropping the files. It was just all in real time, which was kind of crazy, you know, because like animation's becoming easier and easier. And so it was just workflow in general. So we're going to have game development, because game development has to speed up now, because it's been really slow these past few years because of people wanting photorealism, 4K graphics, better graphics, essentially, you know. So it's like, okay, now we got to figure out how we can develop games faster, right?
Yes.
So it's definitely, you know, an evolving industry right now.
Did you get to try it out?
No, I just watched the stream.
Oh, I thought you went to GDC. I thought that's what you were saying.
No. GDC was like in Europe or somewhere far away. I've been to GDC once, but it was here in Los Angeles. It's amazing what they do. There's so much tech out there that gets like pitched or released, like, you know, shown off at the convention itself, but never like emerges from that, you know? Like, I was at GDC like 8 years ago. And they showed off this 3D tablet that tricks your brain into thinking it's 3D, right? No eye strain whatsoever. And it was really good 3D TVs, 3D tablets. Those never got off the ground. Like, I've never seen it like outside of that convention, you know?
Well, yeah, but that some of that is trickery, where I don't feel like they really have the tech, and they're just kind of presenting a quote unquote prototype where they have like a pre-rendered demo or something that doesn't really represent what they can do. And
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, there was also like the hologram glasses, but it was like these like garage, like rigged up looking glasses that had like wires just hanging around and held up by duct tape, you know, prototypes. So like they have that kind of stuff at GDC, which is kind of cool too. But yeah, it's crazy. And it's all because of cost too, you know, because like we got like 8K TVs now, but no one's really going to buy them because they're like $10,000, and 8K is four times the resolution of 4K, so you can't really, we can barely play games in 4K, let alone four times the resolution of that. Like, how are you going to game in 8K with like your current hardware? There's literally no point in buying an 8K TV.
Well, it's worth it for just like a, you know, a frame a second, you know, gaming in 8K. It's still really cool.
A frame a second? I don't think it'll be that much. I think I'll at least pull up 10 frames, maybe.
Yeah. Also, like, a lot of the market for that is also video content, and there's just nothing being released on that level, so, like, what's the point for most consumers?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
doesn't regular TV still air at 720p?
It's kind of. It's 1080i.
Yeah.
Which is 1080 interlaced, is what the I stands for. So, that's kind of how, old school tube television was, and it was interlaced, right? You know, you had your 480p resolution at like 30 FPS, but it was literally, yeah, you know what interlaced is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So,
but can you explain it for the audience?
It's more like you have your line of pixels and you have an image flashing. I forgot. I think it's like every other line has the same image flashing, and then it makes it like trick your eyes into thinking like we're streaming at 60 FPS at a certain resolution, but it's really like half of it.
Yeah, if you look at it compared to actual like progressive scan, it looks like shit. But yeah.
Oh yeah. Have you ever seen those interlaced uploads on YouTube? They look horrible.
I haven't seen it on YouTube, but I've seen it on TV, and it's not great. So that's the thing, is it's like, you know, 8K is ready, but I don't think we're ready for 8K. So what's the point?
We need way more powerful graphics cards than what we have now.
Do you think it matters beyond, like, 1080p or 4K?
4K is a good stopping point, to be honest.
Okay.
1080p is good, but it's not as smooth. Like, I game on a 2K monitor, and it's smooth, you know? I'm happy at 2K. 4K, sure, I'll probably stop at 4K. 8K, like, what are you trying to what are you trying to do at this point? Because you already have like the smooth edges of 4K. Are you gonna notice a difference between 4K and 8K?
Is there a point where it's like, you can't, like, the human eye has reached a limit of, in terms of, like, pixel density or whatever?
Yes and no. I mean, some people say, I've heard that you can't see past 60 FPS, and I can notice a difference between 60 and 160, to be honest. Like, it's a pretty noticeable difference on a monitor from...
Oh, you know, do people think your eyes refresh at 60 frames? Because that's not true. Like, you can see better than that. That's kind of weird to say.
So, I don't know, there was some study saying that you can only see up to 60. 30 and 60, you'll see a huge difference, but 60 to 100, like, you won't see much, but you definitely do see a difference.
Yeah. Do you think, like, in our lives, we're just going to run into a point where it's like, oh, fuck it, I mean, there's no point in developing this further, or are they just going to keep doing it just because they say they can do it?
The highest FPS is, typically the gaming standard for pro gaming is 240 FPS.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, I mean, like, resolution wise,
resolution. I mean, it'll hit a point where it's just a gimmick, right? Because AK, okay, maybe that's pushing it, but that's maybe a good place to stop if we can figure out how to broadcast, you know, in that resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Or even film in that resolution. I mean, we already have 8K cinema cameras, but and they're already filming stuff in 8K, but, you know, we're only going to be able to upload and produce half the resolution, or not even half the resolution, like less than that. But
it's also a problem with battery life, where I kind of feel like maybe if they stop here-ish, that I'd really, really rather have more battery life on my phone or my tablet than I would have, like, 32K resolution that lasts for 30 seconds. Like,
no, I understand. It's not perfected. And every time we're, like, close to perfecting it, we move up a notch where we have to start from square one again.
Mm. Speaking of notch, do you know who that is, by the way?
Notch?
Yeah.
No.
The guy who created Minecraft.
What about him?
Oh, he's gotten in a lot of trouble, but if you're not familiar with that, we can move on. That's fine.
Oh, I mean, you can explain it if you want.
Oh, he became a conspiracy theorist, and they removed mention of him from most of the game or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories.
I mean, he has fuck you money. Like, he can do whatever he wants, so it's like, it doesn't matter, but, yeah.
Dude, I went to a CEO meeting at a facility, and the creator of Twitch was there, right? And he sold Twitch to Amazon for $950 million.
Damn.
And I'm just, like, looking at the guy, I'm just like, dude, you have $950 million. Like, how do I contemplate this? Like,
what did you say to him when you met him?
I didn't meet him. I just kind of saw him there. Because he was one of the speakers. I had no interest in talking to him either, because I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, like, who cares?
Like, that's cool.
Yeah. If I had $950 million, it would be really tempting to never bother to do any of those engagements whatsoever, and I would just, like, want to go home and just do whatever I wanted to do.
Shut down the podcast, live your own life, you know?
Yeah, or just take the podcast in a really weird direction that, like, only the way that I care about it at all, and just not, like, you know, the goobers who are listening in right now, I wouldn't have to, like, cater to them whatsoever, and it could just be a glorious, nihilistic meltdown. I think.
Yeah. I would, I'd build a skyscraper.
Oh, okay. Could you, with 900, like, how much does a skyscraper cost?
Honestly, it depends on what size, what property, obviously, but, like, if I had the opportunity, if I had, like, $4 billion, I would literally take the blueprints of the Freedom Tower in New York and build one in LA.
What if you had to do it in Dubai?
And I'll call it the Ohan Tower. Well, if I had to do it in Dubai?
Yeah.
Is there money good here?
I mean, you can exchange it.
Well, then there's no problem. Sure, why not?
Okay.
I would probably prefer it to just be here, just because it's in the, you know, U.S. soil, okay. But...
Would you live in the tower?
If it's in L.A.? Maybe.
Would you get worried that it was going to get knocked down?
In Dubai.
Either way.
Kind of. I mean...
Okay.
Here's the thing. You let's say you have the $4 billion. I actually did the math. So, office suites. You know how, like, you pay rent, right, for your apartment, which is up to like $1,600, maybe a little bit more, right?
Well, I don't, but yes, the concept of rent, I am familiar with.
Okay, so an office suite can be anywhere between like $20,000 and $50,000 a month for the company. to spend on that suite, right? It's usually a whole floor, maybe half of the floor, a quarter of the floor. Now, if you had the Freedom Tower, which is about 104 floors, you know, let's say four of those floors are like maintenance and whatnot.
Oh, you've thought this out.
Yeah, so you got 100 floors at $50,000 per floor per month. That's...
Well, keep in mind, one of the floors is the swimming pool, and another one is like the game room, and another one is like the Statues of Ohan room. And
I don't want recreation. I just want to make money. But let's say 50,000 times 100 is $5 million a month you'd be making from... And then let's say subtract like 500,000 for like maintenance, service, security, and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd still be pulling off about $4 million a month off of this skyscraper that you, you know, and 4 million times 12, that's another, so you're making about $36 million a year.
Oh, so you'd profit off of this?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you'd build another building or invest your money or start a
Just
company.
Just run for presidency at that point, because that's what people do, I guess, when they get to that level of tower.
I would never, shut
please
up.
Please don't.
I would not run for president. I'd start a video game company that would never go out of business because I'd be making so much money off of something else.
Ah, okay. What would you make?
In terms of a video game?
Yeah.
Probably a platformer. Start off something simple, then maybe go a little complicated.
No, I'm not asking what platform you'd be on. I'm asking what kind of game.
No, that's a 3D platformer. Like you know, like Spyro or Banjo
All
or something.
All platforms are 3D at this point. Tell me what the genre is.
3D platformer.
Like Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah. Like okay. Banjo-Kazooie, Spyro, like something like that. Like, you know, it's kind of a dying genre, which is weird because they're so much fun, you know. But I feel like if I were to, like, make one, people would want to play it.
All right, what would the hero's name be and what would his sidekick be?
That implies if there's a sidekick.
Yes, it does.
Because Crash Bandicoot doesn't have a sidekick.
Yes, he does. His sister. Muju mask or whatever.
No, I guess. Because, you know, when Banjo-Kazooie, you got Kazooie on his back the whole way through. But
yeah. And then Mario has Luigi on his back the whole time. It's like
I haven't thought that far ahead on my game. Because, you know, they made that game called Yooka-Laylee, which was like an utter clone of Banjo-Kazooie, which was...
Well, it was the dudes who made it, though. So, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it was like down to the...
I hear it sucked.
Cover art to the boss fights to the collecting, like it was exactly like Banjo Kazooie. And
that's because Rare has their properties on like super ultra lockdown and they don't want to give them out for some strange reason, even though they're not using them.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't make another Banjo game or even a Conker. Everyone loves Conker.
They hate Joy, I guess.
Conker's Bad Fur Day is like everyone's favorite game.
Oh, the game where you get to pee. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
okay, so. So you haven't thought that far, so let's, like, would it be a human, or would it be, like, a tangerine, or what are we talking here?
Well, like I said, I'd want to make a platformer, but I haven't thought that far ahead. Another one would be, like, maybe a Battle Royale game, because we're all sellouts here. But, like, a Battle Royale game that's different than the average Battle Royale game.
Dude, if you were filthy rich, you should make a Battle Royale game, in which you always win every match, like, it just automatically gives you the first place, the chicken dinner, and everyone just has to compete for second place.
Like me as the president of the company, or, like...
Just you as Ohan, like...
Oh, heck yeah, like, I would have god powers in the game.
Yeah, like, when they're the last person left on the maps, like, you show up out of thin air, like, your NPC, and, like, it's invincible, and, like, it shoots the last person, and you're like, nobody wins!
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
Looks like I win again. Also, yep. my dad's watching TV really loud in the other room, so you're going to have fun with this.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that the cemetery is right next to your dad's room, to be honest, but I guess we'll make do.
I'm not going to bother him. He just bought me new shoes.
Oh.
So he gets a pass.
Why did he buy you shoes? That's weird.
Well, I told him I wanted to go get some shoes, and he's just like, let's go. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, dude, for some reason, my dad was like... He heard that I wanted to get a Switch for the new Pokemon. He's like, I'll help you out with that, son. And, like, he doesn't need to. Like, I'm an adult who, like, earns plenty of money, but that was nice. I guess I'm excited for that.
It's always nice to have free stuff.
Yeah. Are you going to play the new Pokemans?
Yeah, I don't know which one I want, though.
Oh, get Gun. Pokemon Gun. The inevitable third one that they release afterwards.
Pokemon Gun?
Mm-hmm.
So would you want Sword or Shield or not enough revealed yet? Because I don't know which legendary, like, they haven't revealed the legendaries yet.
Oh, dude, if you have GTS, I think it is, the global trading system, and you find enough suckers, you will be able to get every legendary very easily. I used to, like, kind of semi-maintain a blog where I would just make posts about all the shitty trades that people would make, like, really normal Pokemon for legendaries and stuff. I wouldn't worry about that too much. People are suckers now.
Yeah.
But you go ahead. You were saying.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, are you going to get Sword or Shield or Gun?
Oh, I'm going to guess Sword. It looks like the legendary is a wolf.
Oh, okay. So oh, are you a furry?
No.
Oh, okay. Why a wolf then?
Wolves are cool.
Oh, okay. What's the other one?
What? The Shield?
The other animal. Is that just Aegislash or?
I have no idea.
What's weird is that they already have Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Like a literal Sword and Shield?
Yes. Like, literally. Have you not seen the new ones yet?
I haven't kept up with Pokemon. Pokemon's on my list of games to buy on the Switch, but I'm definitely excited for, like, the remaster of Link's Awakening and Luigi's Mansion.
By the way, I just linked it in the chat. That's Aegislash, Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Yeah, I've seen,
like,
those.
Overpowered in the Smogon tiers for a while. I feel like they should have done Sword and Shield back then. But, you know, I mean, even if I call it Mr. Nintendo, he's probably not going to care, so, you know.
Yeah, it's aimed at children, too, right? Who's no child's going to, like, think about this. By the way, I'm trying to start a GoFundMe for a Tesla. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, dude, we should have one of the tiers for this show be, like, how much does a Tesla cost?
Cheapest is $35.
For, like, a $35,000 tier, like, one of us will buy a Tesla. That'll be a really rewarding tier, I think. I think I should put that up tonight.
Who, you? I would love a Tesla, too.
Yeah, no, it'll be me. Like, no. And then it would have been Joe before, but I guess now if he's been replaced, then I guess you're in the ring for that, so.
I put a $35,000 tier for the Model 3 and put an $80,000 tier for the Model X.
Well, that's just getting greedy. I think we only deserve one Tesla, dude.
Yeah, I want one too.
Also, thanks for being a patron to the show, by the way.
Are you telling your audience that or me?
No, I'm talking to you.
you're welcome. Thanks for being a patron to me.
Yes, some people who listen to this will be patrons. So yes, I guess technically, apparently Joe started supporting you on Patreon for some strange reason.
I did, and I told him to not.
Oh, did he rescind his patronship?
Probably.
Oh.
I don't want. But to be honest, I don't want people supporting me on Patreon.
Oh, is it because he's Jewish, or what are you saying there?
No, I feel dirty. I feel like I don't produce good enough content to have money just handed to me.
I don't feel like you produce, like, a ton of content on a consistent schedule, but I also don't feel like a dollar or two is that much. Like, I don't feel like your conscience should have to suffer.
Well, I also feel weird about people giving me money, period.
Well, they're not on Patreon. They're not giving you money. They're investing in your product.
Oh, well, yeah, but my YouTube channel is all right.
Just release more often, dude. You'll be fine. Just release every day.
Okay.
Just do the PewDiePie thing. That's what he does every day, right?
What the? My name is PewDiePie.
Yep.
Just exactly like that.
Well, you'll have to do a better impression than that. Or you'll have to come up with one that's like, how's it going, bros? My name's Ohan!
Lars from Norway.
Yeah, exactly. Also, thank you for that clip, by the way. We can wind things down, I guess, if you want, but for the Andrew from the official podcast episode, the one where you were like, oh, you Kvalt! Would it kill you to do the dishes? And
yeah.
That turned out pretty well in editing.
Really?
Yeah, Joe had no idea who you were, by the way. I had to, like, point it out. He was like, who's that?
Did you tell him it was me?
Yeah, he was like, whoa. Well, he didn't say it that way, but that was his reaction.
I was trying to be as anti-Semitic as possible.
It sounded like you were trying to be very Semitic, actually. Like, you were going for the Jewish mother.
Eichavolt is like the Jewish swear of, like, animation and TV, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like, you always hear it in, like, something. I think in, like, The Simpsons. when Krusty's dad came in, you know, he's a rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
So it has that word in it specifically.
Did they take out Apu yet from The Simpsons?
Yeah, I think they did it like a year or two ago, I believe.
Oh. Part of me would have cared about that if the show was a little bit more relevant, but I haven't watched it in years, so whatever.
But the fact that they're giving it to PC culture is kind of dumb.
Yeah, but it's like 2019 Simpsons, so whatever.
Well, so I've been binging Married with Children for the last 6 months. Four or five months.
You've been married with children for 6 months?
I've been binge watching.
Oh, okay.
Married with Children.
Oh, I thought that you were dropping this knowledge like very casually. So like, have I seen it?
Yeah.
No.
Married with Children? You have never seen that with Ed O'Neill?
No, I know what it is, but no.
All right. That show is incredibly sexist and incredibly anti-man, but it's also anti-female, and there's just this middle ground of like both sides being morons that I absolutely love about that show.
I don't know, but I'm assuming what you're saying is correct.
You should watch that show. I mean, it's a little dated because it's from like 1987 to like 19, and it lasted for about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been enjoying the crap out of that. It's a really funny show.
Okay.
I used to watch it growing up. It's basically like it's not PC at all, is what I'm trying to say. Like
PC?
No, but no. I mean, I'm wondering if they can initiate it correctly. If they should release a show like that today, like, will it be able to, you know?
I mean, plenty of people get away with that kind of stuff. Like Bill Burr is the complete opposite of PC, and people love him. You know, iDubbbz releases videos on YouTube that have no political correctness whatsoever. It's just kind of like, it's kind of once you play that game that it becomes a problem. Like, comedy, you notice with versus Ubisoft, for example, once they started to kind of cater to that, then they started to get criticized more harshly about that kind of stuff. Whereas developers who don't give a fuck about that kind of stuff, they never really have to worry about it.
I guess that's true, because the funny thing is they're changing their demographic, which is not what a lot of people are used to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's weird. Like, I'm glad, like, a game like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead hasn't changed at all. I think if they altered it in any way, you know, a lot of people, that company gets sued all the time. You know, in Red Dead 1, there was an achievement to tie up a woman on a train tracks and let her get run over. But, like, the whole, in this new Red Dead, like, you still have, like, anything that you know, would not be acceptable today, but acceptable in, like, the late 1800s, is still in the game. You know, they didn't change anything about it.
Yeah, it'd be weird if they didn't. Like, if they tried to make it 2019 style in the olden days. Like, if they were like, oh, there's no sexism back then. And, you know, what was the year that slavery was made illegal? I don't know if that's part of Red Dead. I haven't really gotten into it.
It wasn't shown in the game. I mean, it was acknowledged that there was, okay, you know, the South, the KKK, the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Like, was all there, but, and, you know, there was this part where your black friend is telling you, hey, you know, they'll call you an N-word lover here.
Wait, what N-word? What are you talking about?
A nice loving man. yeah. but they still didn't hold back on that, you know. There was obviously no, like, there was the cross burnings and the shenanigans that the KKK would have, but, like, there was no actual, like, you know, hunting down black people in the game.
I feel like some misled progressivism would be tempted to wash over that kind of stuff and make it more sanitized, but I feel like the more social justice-y correct thing to do actually would be to keep it in there and acknowledge it and show that it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there was a scene where you helped a group of women ride into town on a carriage protesting women's rights to vote, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and but then obviously they got a lot of flack for it because nobody wanted women to vote in the late 1800s, right? But there was mm-hmm. always all that protesting going on, and it, you know, it was kind of cool experiencing that, you know. And it's funny because, like, there was that whole ordeal where you slap a woman, or this dude on YouTube slapped a woman that was telling you to, you know, be for women's rights to vote, and then he just, I think it was called like punching a feminist in the face. I think that's what the YouTube video was called.
Mm-hmm.
And like that gave that YouTube channel so much flack, yet there's a whole sequence in the game where you're helping women protest their rights to vote, you know?
Yeah, it's easy to take that stuff out of context.
Yeah. And that was, like, the player's decision, you know, not the game's fault.
Yes and no. I mean, you shouldn't necessarily take one clip with no context, even if the player did choose to do it, and then pretend like that's representative of the game. That's a trick of the Sarkeesians of the world. That's not, like, I don't think that's the player's fault.
Oh, I hate Sarkeesian.
I have mixed feelings, but I will say that, in particular, yeah, she has used very misleading footage to demonstrate some of her points.
Well, when you discuss or debate, typically, you know, you want to try to be respectful and analytical and neutral about things, but she's like, my way or the highway, it's only me, one-sided, you know, there was this whole ordeal where she, like, Boogie 2988?
Yeah, that was a shit show that I didn't appreciate.
Yeah, like, she treated him like garbage, and, you know, he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Do you think maybe that's kind of what we were talking about earlier, though, where Boogie has kind of given them an inch, and, like, they've kind of turned into a ruler at that point, where I feel like a lot of people haven't given into that, but Boogie's kind of a neutral kind of dude who plays an aggressively centrist kind of everyone has fair points kind of dude. And
yeah, of course. He's a normal human being. I mean, the only thing I don't like about his ordeal is, and this goes for like all YouTubers that do this, is when they have their own, like, he has Francis, his character, but like, and Filthy Frank is a character, but they rant a lot in a comedic fashion, but they rant a lot. Mm-hmm. And they get away with their rants because it's their character, not them. Yeah. You know? And then
can you do a Filthy Frank voice, by the way? I'm just curious.
I don't think I can.
Give it a shot.
Welcome to the rice fields.
I think I can do a pretty decent one.
It's time to stop! Yeah, that sounded pretty close. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway,
we should do an episode with everyone where we're interviewing Filthy Frank, but it should be you. But we should just trick everyone that it's Filthy Frank. Like, we have a big, you know, 20 million subscriber YouTuber here, Joji. Or I guess Filthy Frank.
Yeah, he's like back for one day. Yeah, okay. On a more serious note, though. Okay, you know what, guys? If you want to find the first podcast, you know where to find us. I'm not going to give the links. But, Ohan, if you want to go ahead and give your links, you can, I guess.
Are we concluding this?
Yeah, unless there's anything else you really want to get to.
I feel like we've talked about some pretty solid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can follow me at Ohan Gazarian, Ghazarian, at anything really. Ohan on YouTube.
Patreon.com/OhanGazarian.
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yes. Also, man. Just for people who tuned in this entire time and they're like, what the hell? Who is this guy? And then, but they managed to make it through. Can you kind of explain, like, what your role is on this show? I'm gonna toss the trash, by the way, and we should start walking. Got a long ways to my car, to be honest.
Basically, I cosplay Star Wars, and Joe asked me to be on the show once, and then all of a sudden, it happened again, and again, and again, and now I'm here.
Yeah, it's like a slowly metastasizing cancer that just kind of develops over time, and sooner or later, it's here to stay.
A loving cancer.
Yeah, a loving cancer.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.